A strong gust pushed him toward the battered sign that marked the southern terminus of the Appalachian Trail, as if to say, get going, time's a-wastin'. Restraining his eager legs, the hiker gathered his thoughts and tried to fix the moment firmly in his memory. A picture to bolster him through whatever lay between where he stood and a distant mountain in Maine. Impulsively, he reached out and touched the nearly invisible fog-shrouded statuary that adorned the summit, the tall monument that had been chiseled out of a massive block of white gold taken from Sam Tate's marble quarry. Georgians had erected the obelisk in 1930 in the memory of James Edward Oglethorpe, the state's founder. A quiet moment of reflection, a picture of his childhood friend Rose, unbidden from somewhere far within, buried these past 3 years in a private place seldom visited. Walter Weinmiller, his hiking companion in the carefree days before the war, Walter forever gone, one of 6,821 Americans who never left the blood-soaked, ashy soil of Iwo Jima. Walter, who had planned to be at his side on this dismal morning. The hiker swallowed his rising grief, then pushed the picture back into his private place and softly murmured, "This one's for you, Walter." Time to go. Without further ado, 29-year-old Earl Victor Schaefer from Shiloh, Pennsylvania, shifted his military-issue rucksack into a more comfortable position, squared his shoulders, and set his jaw. Taking a deep breath, he pointed his moccasin boots toward Maine and walked into history.